Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Marcia Cook, and it's A Good Story is a Good Story, and actually another night of a good story because Sandra was supposed to be here and helping me. I don't know what happened to her, and Bennett disappeared, so we're losing people here. I don't know why, but we have a lot of guests, and we have a lot of fun going on today, and hopefully I'll keep everybody online, but as we all know, that sometimes doesn't exactly happen. It's Blog Talk, and okay, we're going to have the show today is really a very interesting show, and we've been talking about it a lot because we're going to really find out what goes on in the world of ebook publishing. Ashley Fontaine is here, and she had a dream come true, and to make it better, then Karen is here now, and she's also she is the publisher and the owner of World Castle Publishing. And then we have today Joanne Buchanan, and we have Audrey Hamilton. They are all, well, Joanne is also has a radio show, Shark Radio. She's on the radio in the mornings, 5 days a week. And then we have Audrey is with her, Audrey Hamilton, and they are doing PR for World Castle. And then we have Scarlett Black, who is an author, and she's a really good author. She's been on my show once before. So everybody, I know everybody that's on the show, and it's going to be a great show. And we're going to talk about a lot of different things. But at first, maybe I better say a few little messages. Okay. I don't know if anybody saw the show. I think a lot of people did because Willow Cross was on and we talked about the books for Children's Hospital. It was the highest rating that we've ever had. And we, lately, luckily, thanks to everybody, we are featured on most of our shows. Today is featured and we are on Blog Talk Radio feature. So when they open the page, it comes right to us. And we have a lot of people coming in as archives. So I want to thank everybody that's been listening to the shows and making it so special for us. It's really good. Virginia and I are really happy about that. And Books for Children's Hospital, you can reach Willow Cross on the Books for Children's Hospital on Facebook, or if you need anything, you can come to www.michiganavenuemedia.com. That's me. And I'll help you to get there because we are trying to work out programs for children's books, sending them through iPads and things like that, or copies of books to children in the hospital there. And it's really, it's actually, I did talk to Willow, and the good news is that they're getting a very good response, and the kids are loving it. And so I'm happy about that. And we're also thinking if somebody would like to do an adult type of a project like this, we're trying to get other hospitals involved, and there's no money, and nobody's getting any money from this, and it's not anything like that. It's purely books just for the children, and maybe we'll do it for the adults if somebody would like to do it, and you can always talk to Willow Cross about that. And there was a show that we did a couple weeks ago, and it's on World of Ink Network with Willow Cross, and we discussed everything. And I'm going to have Willow on again so we can talk about this. And Monday, Virginia has a show, and I have a show on next Tuesday with Nancy Kay and Cindy Cromer, and it's going to be really a lot of fun. So I think today we'll bring out, let's bring out Ashley. Hi, Ashley.
Hi, how are you, Marcia? Thanks so much for having me.
I'm good. You know what? You're having a busy week. I know. I want you to tell people all about your story and how this happened for you. And you had an interview yesterday, which is on Facebook. You have it there and different places. And it was very good. You were at a library. So we'll talk about that, too, because the good thing is I want people to know they can do these things because you did it. You know, going to a library, and that's when you can do book signings. Okay.
Right.
So you can tell us now what you did so everybody knows, because you really did something that was so different than everybody, and you started the ball rolling for all of us at World Castle, and so you can tell us now what happened.
Well, it's kind of a funny story. I wrote A Cannibal to None as a creative writing project for my Creative Writing 2 class last year. And my teacher loved it so much that she convinced me that I needed to go ahead and market it. So in April of 2011, I put it up on Amazon as an ebook, and I had decent sales, but nothing out of this world. By the time June rolled around, I figured out how to format it and put it also on Barnes & Noble at the time, and I was having okay sales. I was very fortunate that Lindsay Ann Kendall, who is with an author with World Castle, saw my book trailer that I made, and she ended up reading it and loved it and ended up introducing me to Karen Fuller, and I signed a contract with World Castle after that. But what really took off for me was when December rolled around and Amazon Kindle announced that they were going to do the Kindle Direct Select program, I opted to get into that. So I went to Barnes & Noble, and I took the ebook down, and I enrolled in the Kindle Direct Select program. And
I just wanted to say one thing, because you have to take yourself off of the, so people that are listening, you have to take yourself off. You have to be on Kindle as the only ebook.
Yes. You cannot have it anywhere. Yeah. You can't have it Smashwords. You can't have it on for the iPad. You can't have it anywhere except Amazon.
Okay.
And it's a program that's for 90 days. When you sign up for it, it's 90 days. You have the option of renewing after 90 days, or you have the option of opting out. And I went ahead and did that, and some sales came in, but I decided one of the programs that they offer is that you can list your book for free, and they will advertise it for you. So the week of Christmas, I went ahead and decided that I was going to offer it for free for one day. And I think it was December 23rd or 22nd that actually went live. And I got up the next morning, and I had almost 2,000 downloads, and I was extremely shocked because I just assumed my original intent was to just get a few, so it could,
right.
My book could get in the hands of other people,
yeah.
and it blew up, and before the 24 hours was over with, I was at over 12,000 downloads, and I had almost 500 shares, and so I decided to extend it for another 24 hours, and when the 48 hours was done and over, I had over 20,000 downloads and over 1,000 shares, or borrows, as they called it. And I couldn't believe it. I shot to number 13 in the suspense for fiction, and I was just overwhelmed. I mean, my whole family, we all sat here around Christmas time, just, mouths on the floor, just totally shocked. I was like, oh, my goodness. So after the 48 hours was over of it being free, it continued to sell. And before the end of December, I had almost 30,000 downloads altogether, and 10,000 of those were paid.
Yeah.
So when the month ended, I was still getting sales, I was still getting shares, and then when it was announced last week how much all the authors that participated in this program would get for their shares, which was $1.70 a piece, that was more than what I make on my percentage of selling them for 99 cents. So
yeah,
I was extremely happy camper when it was all said and done.
Yeah, I think. Well, you know what? Because honestly, this is really, Karen, everybody's on the phone, so we can all just probably talk about this, because Karen is the publisher of World Castle, and she called me and she asked me if I wanted to do this. I go, absolutely, I want to do this, because it sounded like a great idea. And, everybody's out there trying to sell one book, two books, three books, and they're not, it's very hard, and I think one of the problems is there's just so many writers out there, and there's just, people don't know a lot of people, and they go with the bestsellers a lot, but this is such a great program to give everybody a shot. Karen, did you want to go in and say, what happened, what you decided to do?
You talking about with my own book?
No,
or with everybody.
No. Well, yeah, with every, as the publisher, and as who you are, and, it was a chance you took to put, you asked people if they wanted to do it free. I said yes, and people said yes, and it's been very successful for a lot of people.
Yes, it has. It hasn't been successful for everyone. I do believe that whoever's looking at the time, for the free books, is whether the genre is what they're looking for or not.
Right.
But for
it doesn't work
people,
for everybody. Right, it doesn't work for
right, but for quite a few people, it has been very successful. We have a lot of good books out there that weren't being read because they were sitting so far back in the rankings that people just didn't see them.
Right.
So this has been very successful in getting our books up front to where people can actually see them and people are buying.
See, I think one of the things is that people don't realize that they have to keep writing, because you have to keep getting yourself out there, because that's the thing. That's why a lot of the best-selling authors, because they keep writing new ones and keep getting out there, and that's why they're in the front runner. But now regular people that have just started can actually get a good shot at it. Not everybody, but it's doing very well for a lot of people, and Ashley's one of them, And even if there's 10 people that did this, it's still great that 10 people are able to break the barrier. I mean, it's great.
Right.
So, I mean, so how do you feel about now you're putting a lot of
people have been pleased with their results.
Yep, right. And as a publisher, I mean, you know, as a publisher, we all know the same thing is that we all have to try to market the best we can. But, you know, and when you are marketing, people are upset if they're not getting enough book sales. It's really hard, and I say this every single show. That's why when I heard about Ashley, I said, this is a fabulous thing because, it's not going to happen for everybody, but this is the shot that people want. This is gives them hope that they can have a dream come true because that is a dream. You know, listen, everybody wants to try to make some money, but to get out there in a faster pace is great.
I'm just happy people are reading the books.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what I was saying.
Right, and Joanne is out here, and Scarlett, you've done it, Scarlett, right? You were on that program? Yep. Audrey hasn't done a book yet, but maybe she will do a book. She's going to talk about in a little while. She's going to talk about the PR. Because something like this is really an incredible amount of PR for people. I mean, and it's working for some, and it gives everybody at least a chance of getting their name out there. They're not going to stay in the same ranking. And, you know, I've mentioned this many times before, and I'm not sure. I mean, I'm sure that I've been writing longer than everybody that's on the show now because I've been doing this a long time. And I just, for people listening, I just wanted to say as much success as people are getting, it doesn't happen for everybody, but it can happen. But by checking your ratings and looking every day, I don't know that you can keep doing this for year after year after year. I think people should try to realize that this is a slower process for most writers. Or, you know, I mean,
yes,
and Karen has started, she's been on the show several times, and the reason I like her to come on here is because she has done what a lot of people, she has taken a lot of new authors and given them this hope of that their books are being seen now and people are reading them. And, I mean, yeah, we're not going to all be millionaires, but at least it's showing that people can get out it with a publisher, and I'm self-published on some of my other books, but Karen has done a remarkable job of, in a short amount of time. Karen, is it a year? It's almost a year now, right?
It'll be a year in March.
Right.
Yay!
Yeah, and she's done incredible. I mean, Scarlett, I should ask you one question, though. You did this, and you have an agent.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how does your agent feel about all of these things? I mean, has she mentioned anything to you? Or?
Well,
yeah, I'd like
she
to know
knew
that
about it.
Mine doesn't do a damn thing for me.
So well, agents, people just think you have an agent that you haven't made, and that's just not the case at all.
Right.
Actually, Karen has done a hell of a lot more for me.
Well,
but,
you're right. See, that's okay. There we go. We'll talk about this then. You know, because the truth is, Karen has done a lot. I am a WGA agent. I don't really take clients on right now, which I do a lot of script writing, things like that. I've done it for 16 years. But that's right. See, everybody thinks they have to have an agent. And I can tell you right now, people are not getting agents. They're not even going to get them. You are lucky you even have them, but it's not happening.
Agent it took me 2 years to get an agent, 100 queries, 100 rejections.
Right. Right.
For the Wisdom of Evil. It wasn't even Sailor Moon. And then I finally got one with a nonfiction drama. It's totally literary. Now they're looking at literary. 3 years ago they didn't want literary. So
I know.
You know,
the
trends ebb and flow, and you know, you don't know what book's gonna sell today or tomorrow. It's just the way it is. And I think a lot of writers think, oh, my book's out there, I'm going to sell it overnight and I'm going to be, you know, whatever, a bestseller. That's not the case. I mean, some writers, it took them 5-6 years before they had really any real, you know, name recognition.
And even I've had mainstream people that have been at Berkeley, Random House, whatever,
yeah.
And they still have to do marketing. I mean, Karen has really taken an interest in so many.
We all market together, kind of. You know, it's helpful.
I cannot believe the amount of support that I've had over at World Castle Publishing, and Karen's like one of the coolest people that you could ever work with.
Yeah.
Seriously,
great.
Like she listens to what you say about everything and takes all your ideas and thoughts and all of a sudden it's like boom, you know, it's the perfect cover that you had in your head or boom, everything
yep.
is
yeah,
you know,
her covers are beautiful,
yeah.
and you know
the
this
amount
is
of work that she puts into it. Oh my God, you guys, it's crazy.
It's unbelievable. But this, and the thing is, though, okay, I'll tell you one of the reasons why she's so good at it. She's also a writer, okay. And so, Karen, do you want to talk a little bit about your success now about your book? I mean, we should end the name of your book, and we're going to go through everybody's website later. But just so, I mean, I think this is remarkable what you've tried to do for everybody. But it is nice that you also are having some success here for yourself. This is a good thing.
Yeah, I put my book, Desire Everlasting, which is a young adult historical romance, on the Kindle program as a guinea pig. I used myself as a guinea pig and asked a couple other people to guinea pig with me, you know, just to see how this Amazon thing was going to do. And the amazing thing happened. I hit number one in three categories and sold... downloaded 6,584 copies and for free. And I've gone on to reach number one and stayed at number one for the paid category for a week and a half and have sold over 410 copies of my book. And I never thought I would ever be number one in any category. So I've just been on cloud nine myself.
See, I mean, so I, you know, right, and it's fabulous. Joanne, I opened the chat room. I did open it.
Oh, how
I
do
forgot.
I?
Yeah, I started talking and I forgot to open it. Right, so I
do
you know,
I click
I guess,
refresh or something?
No,
like,
it's all, it's
know.
Open. Is yours open? For, is it open?
No, I'll click refresh and see if that like.
Yeah, go all the way. I just opened it right now. I forgot to.
Oh,
open
okay.
It.
I'm such a dork, huh?
Okay, I think it's okay now because it's on. It's on. Right, you can, yeah. Anybody wants to go in the chat room, they can. I'm just chatting right now. I'm not in the looking, but I'm not going to. All right, yeah, people are, okay, they're out. Okay, you know, and also, you know, I just think that, you know, you're knowing that you've sold some, I mean, it's a really good feeling that when you sell books, and it's really hard. So, I mean, with this particular program, I mean, what do you, how do you think this is so successful? I mean, I don't know either. I mean, Ashley, do you want, I really don't, nobody can probably figure it out. It's very successful.
Well, I'll tell you what I think. This is Ashley again. Because you sign up to be a part of the Kindle Direct Select program, they market the book in your genre specifically to Kindle users. So if you are a Kindle user and they know your past buying experiences that you like a particular genre, then they are going to hit you when you log on with the newest books that are out, especially the free ones. So it's kind of like having a literary agent that's virtual, and you're getting free marketing. That is the best part about all of it. And while I have a moment, I would just like to thank Karen because we had originally signed for World Castle to re-release Accountable to None, and after all this huge success that I had, we opted not to do that because we knew that I would have a new ISBN number and
right.
that my rankings would go down. I would no longer be on the same momentum that I was. So we opted just to go ahead and do the editing and re-release it that way with the same ISBN number so people would still see that it was ranked where it was, which was phenomenal. Had she been any other type of person than what she is, she wouldn't have chose to do that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it has been a true blessing for me, and the Kindle Direct Select program, people can say what they want to about it, but it gives unknown authors, just like myself, the perfect opportunity to have your book in front of somebody that is sitting there looking in their Kindle thinking, okay, I think I might want to read this book. And then the plus side of that is they have the ability to share it. And that's the fantastic thing about this whole entire program is the authors that are in it are making even more money on the shares that they're having than they would on actually selling the book outright. And so,
excuse me, Ashley.
Yeah, Karen,
the SHIA program? Is the SHIA program the Prime member program? Is that what that is?
Yes, that's
right.
That's the same program that you're talking about with the 700,000, where earlier you said
okay,
it increased
the Prime
increased
members,
from 500 to 700, right? when the Prime members borrow.
Okay.
See, maybe we should talk about that because I think most people don't understand that, myself included. Okay, now, if you are, so when you, even when you put your books out free, it does
That's free to everybody. That's free to anybody that wants to go on and download it.
Right, and I think that's a great thing.
Well, what this program is, Amazon put this program together. You know, they came out with the Kindle Fire, I guess it was mid-November. Mm-hmm. And they put this program together for their Kindle Fire users. And they put a program together called, I think it's Prime, Kindle Prime,
Prime.
I think it is.
Yeah.
It works a lot like Netflix, you know, to where they pay a monthly fee and they can borrow books. Now, the only catch about them borrowing the books is they can only borrow one book at a time, but they borrow them for free. I mean, it's all part of their package. And
I saw that come up on the book, the Prime member thing, and I'm like, what the heck is that? And then I looked it up and saw it. That's why I asked what she is meant. I didn't know it was the same thing.
Yeah, because
it is.
It's kind of like, I think a lot of people don't know what this is.
The incentive that they put together for the authors to participate is what, you know, we're participating in, because they want their Prime members to have a list of good books to be able to borrow and keep it attractive to them. So they offer us a good package to make an incentive to where we want to participate.
Oh.
So that's what all this is. But if they're going to advertise it the way they have been, and this is great. I love it.
So,
yeah.
So do you think for other people that don't, you know, that aren't published with you, that, you know, when they're not, let me just do one thing. Hello?
I'm still here.
Hello? Okay, yeah. Okay.
I'm here.
All right. Maybe, you know, okay, so I think that a lot of people don't know. So if they have a book, even if they're not with a publisher, they can do this themselves, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and could you just want to say for a couple seconds of how they might do this, so if people are out there that they might want to know how to do it?
If they're already registered with Kindle, when they go into the back door, I mean, it automatically gives them the option to participate.
Okay.
I mean, all they have to do is sign up. I mean, and there's nothing to signing up.
Okay, right. I saw it. I was on there the other night, but, you know, I just, because people might not understand how to do this. And, you know, because sometimes, you know, which I've talked about a lot and we all know this, it's overwhelming for people. I mean, every night when I go on there, and we all do, you know, you go like, oh, look at this and look at that. And then this one sends you a program and this one is going to, you know, you're going to have another site to go on and all, you know, it's just constant. You know, it's constantly there's something to do every night or every day when people are on it. And I think it does become overwhelming. And I think something like this is actually, that's why I wanted to have this show, because this is actually something very good that everybody can do. Because this is something, rather than just sitting there wondering if somebody's going to buy one or two of your books, you know that you've got the opportunity to reach hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
Yeah, the problem with, you know, not having a program like that, I noticed right away that it eased up me to be able to write, to be honest.
Yeah,
I mean, instead of spending so much time marketing,
I
almost done with my book.
Yeah, I know. Well, I myself am trying to write again, too, because it's too much. I mean, I usually write all the time, but I really need to concentrate more because, you know, it does become a habit. You go on there, and then as soon as you go on there, like it's an hour later, and then you're still on there, you know, and you're,
you
want to answer this one, and you want to answer. We're all, everybody is that way. But I think that this is something actually that is very good for people, and it's getting people out there, and I think that the more we all write, the better it is for everybody. And the more we, you know, if we count each and every episode, every book that we do, you know, and put it out, get everything out there, people will be buying and finding out about us and things like that, and they'll be waiting for new books. You know, you can't have just one book. And the other thing is, I think probably what's happening is people, I know that this is going to happen to people because I see them out there. They're going to be very, very depressed because they're not selling. So instead of
what happens is when you don't sell a book, when you start selling and you notice your rankings are terrible, honestly, this is an honest answer, you get writer's block.
Yeah.
Because your confidence level goes down, very much so, I'm telling honestly.
Well,
and then
I can tell you that
when Darren did the program, it helped so much that I'm almost done with book two.
I can tell you this program is a big morale booster.
It's a big morale booster to the point where, you know, actually I'm doing better in the UK, believe it or not, but, which is great.
It's open, right. That's an open gate.
Yeah,
for
I mean, some
now.
People in the UK, I mean, my that genre, that's The Wisdom of Evil, is horror and it's a psychological thriller. And you know, that I wasn't surprised, really, that that market did better, to be honest. I mean, it depends on what genre and, you know, whatever. But the morale alone and the fact that you feel this heavy weight come off you as far as, I'm so busy marketing, I can't write, and
right.
maybe I'm not a good writer anyway, so I'm not going to bother to write today. And then that today becomes tomorrow and blah, blah, blah. Well, as soon as the weekend of The Wisdom of Evil was over, and, it, you know, it did well, I mean, it didn't do fantastic, but you know what, I don't care, people are reading it, and hopefully
Karen, I know you wanted to say something. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying it was a big morale booster.
I have seen
how much everybody's attitudes and stuff have gotten so much better.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Since we've started to run the free things, because everybody's been getting excited again.
Well, right, and that's the thing. And I'm going to, okay, and Joanne and Audrey are here, and they do the PR for World Castle. So, Audrey, hi, Audrey. Are you here still?
Hi.
Okay, I'm not looking in the chat room, but I know people are in there. But so, hi, how are you? Do you want to talk a little bit about what you guys are doing for World Castle? Because it's really good that Karen, you know, has done this for everybody. I mean, it's a very interesting thing that, you know, Karen is out there and she really is helping everybody. So I think that this is a really good thing, and I think people, they shouldn't get frustrated. So, okay, tell us some of the things that you're doing, and you wanted to announce a few things.
Yeah, Joanne and I just reviewed our services and price list, so we're going to be posting that after the show.
Right.
So hopefully everybody's excited about that. One of the really big announcements that we wanted to make is that we actually added services for musicians.
Oh.
Well, what will you be doing for the musicians? Because, I mean, everybody needs PR. What will you be doing for them?
Well, we're going to offer, you know, like the CD jacket in the front of a CD case.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be offering custom cover art, like that first picture you see.
Oh, that's cool.
And then the cover art plus the jacket, we'll make that. And then we're going to also book them radio interviews and get them played on a couple different internet radio shows.
That's a good thing. Yeah, that's good. I mean, you know, everybody, no matter who they are, everybody needs marketing. I mean, this is the thing, and it does become very expensive, and I know your prices are reasonable. Do you want, what type of things can they, you know, it's not only, but you'll also do it for other people too, right? It's not just
right.
World Castle. So that's what, you know.
Correct.
So what would you think that, you know, like Karen, what do you think, though, is the most that people need? What do you think that your people need, you know, need to do?
They just need to get their name out there.
Right, however it is. Yeah.
However it is. I mean, just people just need to know who they are. Because,
you know, and
you know, if you're an unknown, nobody buys your books.
Right, right. Yes, yeah. Well, right. And the
that
thing
is
also,
true.
You know, and I'm trying, which I talked to Joanne about this too, and I mentioned this, I'm going to try, you know, coming from my office, Michigan Avenue Media, I'm going to try to hire people that will call bookstores for people, because that's one thing I'd mentioned that to Audrey. Nobody really does want to do that. I mean, you know, I don't want to do it. Nobody wants to do it, and it's really hard.
Nobody
but,
wants to do that. Really, no.
Right, they don't. And you know, and I know people that will do it, and I think that it's a great idea. So if you need that, you can call, you know, go to my office, you know, Michigan Avenue Media, and just ask for me, and I'll get you someone to do that, because that's really important, because when you go to book signings, you sell books. I mean, and even when you start, like, if you go to a book signing, they're very nice a lot of places, and they'll tell you, you know, you just got to keep doing it. You can't be, if you go to a bookstore and sell only 10 copies, that's good. Nobody knows you, so this is not a bad thing. So I think what people think is it's instant success. It doesn't always work that way.
No, it doesn't.
You know, and
take
I think
time.
That, yeah, and those of us that have done this for years, so, and, you know, Audrey and I, we did discuss this also, because that is one thing, by going to bookstores and by going to, like, well, Ashley, you went to the library. I think you had probably had a good time, though, because it looked like the video was good, and so, I mean, wasn't that a positive experience for you to do that? Ashley, is she on?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Oh,
you cut out on that question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. When you went to the library,
mm-hmm.
How did you book the library? Did they call you? You called them? Did you know somebody?
Called them.
Okay.
No,
and
what
did you say to them? What did you just said that you have?
I just at that point, that was earlier in the year. It was probably around October when I did that, and I figured because I live in this town, I thought it might be. I had just gone ahead and made my book available as a paperback through CreateSpace, and so I called them. I said, "Hey, do you all do book signings?" And the lady that handled that said yes. And I said, okay, what do I need to do? And so I sent her my information about my book and everything, and she set up a date, and they advertised it in the paper, and people came. And I did sell some books, not as much as I would have hoped, but, of course, then I also ended up getting a video interview with the local press, which was really great.
Right, that's why I put it out today, because it was, it's really hard to get these things, but you got to try.
Exactly, and I'm hoping that Karen has put together a book signing with Barnes & Noble in Texas in March. That even though I don't write in the genre that it's for, I'm still going because I think it's going to be a great way to get the face out there that's with the book, so people will be able to meet the author, and you just have to keep trying. That's the only way, because at this point. My book, I have been very fortunate and very blessed because mine went viral so quickly. And I need to keep that momentum, and I think I will, because the sequel is getting ready to be released and through Karen. And so I'm hoping that that's going to continue. So
now, who are your readers? Who are your readers that you're writing for?
Are you asking me?
Yes, I definitely
write adult. I write for people that have experienced life already and understand the intricacies that can come from it, whether good or bad. And I definitely write for the adult mystery, but mine really aren't a mystery because you kind of know who's doing what, but it's very suspenseful. It's more of a suspense read than anything. So I definitely don't market to the younger crowd.
Right. No.
Yeah.
But because everybody on here right now is not for the younger crowd. I mean, in my books, I have children's books, I have children's and adult, that's a difficult thing. And, it probably is smart. I mean, my books, I did children's and I do screenplays, but I think that it's really kind of a good thing if you do focus on a genre, because people want more and more and more if they like what you're writing.
In my case, my genre, what I wrote about in this story is a very animalistic, guttural response to things that happen that are considered definitely a negative. And I think that has hit the heart with a lot of people, because all of us have experienced things in our lives that we want to seek revenge on. So I think that's one reason why my book has taken off the way that it has, because revenge is very popular in our culture, especially right now, and has been ever since people have been writing. Some of the great classic novels, Beowulf, The Iliad, all of those deal with revenge. So it's something that's in our core. So that's what I was trying to get across. And fortunately, it has connected with readers that want to be able to experience the same thing. So that's, I think, for me personally, I think that's why my book has been so successful, because it appeals to a wide variety of adult men and women. So
men, well, see, that's a whole other one. So you want to say, I want everybody to say their website also when I'm talking. So what is your website that people can go to and then they can, look at what you've done and what you're going to do?
My website is Ashley Fontaine, and that's with two N's, .com, FOAINTAINE.com, and they
okay,
can
so then they can the right, and they can go on right, they can go on Amazon and find you. Okay, and okay, you know,
right.
Okay, Scarlett, I just want to ask you, what is your? I want you to tell people what your genre is too. What is your genre?
My genre, I'm definitely multi. Actually, I like to do different things, but the basic one is horror, suspense, psychological thrillers, and paranormal. So
you want to say your website?
A lot of different things.
You want to say your
I
website?
Literary. Yeah, it's www.scarletblack.com. www.webs.com.
Okay. And Karen, I want you to, you know, just mention your name of your books, and I want you to just give the website for World Castle, and, you know, so people will know where to find you. You have such great, you really have very good authors.
Okay. Well, the name of my book that I just recently had on the giveaway was Desire Everlasting. And my website is www.worldcastlepublishing.com.
And now, are you taking new authors now?
Yes.
Okay.
We're always looking for the talent.
Yeah. All right. You know, because I know, I'm telling you, you know, but you're not taking, you don't take children's and very little nonfiction. You have one or two, but that's it, right?
Yeah, I do have one nonfiction, and it's a good book, so I went against my better judgment, you know, as far as not taking nonfiction, and I took it. So
I think it's going to be a good book. Okay, we'll mention it's you know, right. It's Richard Weiner's book, and he was on my show, and you know, and it's a dating book, and those are books that really people like to read. No matter how many there are, they all seem to do well because people like to read about that. Any age, you know, it doesn't matter because dating is dating, you know, and it's not easy. Believe me, it's right. I mean, we all know this. Yeah, I've been married forever, but people, you know, I know everything that's going on, and it's tough. It's very hard for you. All right, now let's talk about PR, which is the most important thing for all of us, okay? So, Joanne, do you want to talk about Joanne, your book also? Let's say what you want to tell them. You have a free book today, so
yes,
let's say it again.
Starting at midnight tonight, I have a free book. I Am Wolf, Children of Knox is free from midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow night. And, yay! It's a shapeshifter story, young adult romance slash a little bit of horror. You guys know me. I've got to have the horror. I'm really excited about it. So far, the people that have purchased it have said that they love it, and I'm like, wow, cool.
Yeah,
I even read today
it
a couple of messages
time.
From
It just takes time to develop a following, which you will
yeah,
do.
Yeah, it does. It does.
And you have your show,
to build
too.
A little excitement about it, and I'm trying to get into the chat room over here, and for some reason it just...
All right, are you in? Because people are in.
No.
I lost myself out here. I don't know. This is not my best thing, you know. Please go.
Oh, no, you're doing great. I'm the one who's doing like,
no,
you're
I haven't.
Awesome.
I'm in the chat room. No, they're all
chatting.
The people are chatting, but I'm not chatting. If I look at every time I look at it, then I lose my train of thought. I'm turned around, not looking at anything.
You're doing awesome.
And you want to say just your radio show, so people, you know, I mean, all the things that everybody does, everybody that doesn't do one thing, I mean, everybody here does a lot of things. People are working, doing different jobs also, but we're all writing, okay? And, you know, your Shark Radio.
Well, it's simulcast now on two stations. It's on the Shark Radio Network. It's called the Eclectic Artist Cave. And I'm really excited because just recently it was picked up by Z-Talk Radio. So now there's two different locations that the Eclectic Artist Cave is on. And I'm like, wow, okay, cool.
Well, I think, and you have a lot of, you know, actually, you have a lot of good guests on because, you know, I mean, I'm having Jack Remick on the show. I mean, I've listened to the show. I mean, you have very good guests talking about writing, you know, because, you know, that's, we all, no matter how much we write, we all like to hear about other writers because that's real. I love to hear what other writers are doing, you know, and how they market and what they do. And we're all in the same boat. I mean, no matter how much we sell, we're still writers. And nobody ever knows which project is going to take off. And some don't, but they might later, you know, like because when I do screenplays, you know, sometimes 10 years later, a screenplay can come popular and somebody will want to, you know, produce it. So I think that everybody that listens, you know, these are all things that can happen to everybody. They don't happen to everybody, but they can happen to you. It's not something that's far away. You know, it does happen. Success happens. But you have to really work at it. This is not easy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
and
you definitely
Audrey,
have to. It's
wait,
taken,
Audrey?
3 years to build the show up to where it's simulcast on two different stations.
Right.
You know, that's just right now.
Right.
I'm hoping to have it on three by the middle of the year. But you know, if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
I think radio is very big. Radio is very big. I mean, it really is. People are listening. I'm listening to radio, you know, in the blog talk shows, and we're used to doing that now. So I think that's a good thing for you. But you're on 5 days a week, which is hard.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of, I actually wanted it like that. I wanted it 5 days a week for the simple fact that I knew I wanted to do so many different things in the show. I knew I wanted to try and find somebody who was really, really knowledgeable when it came to writing tips. And I knew I wanted to give writers a chance to showcase their work through flash fiction. And I knew I wanted to play music, and I knew I wanted to goof off, and I knew I wanted to have fun with all of that.
Right.
And so I was like, wow, the only way I can squeeze in guests after I put all of that in is
if you don't like the guests, you can turn on the music. That's all.
So yeah, I mean, it's been, oh my gosh, I've met some of the most amazing people doing my show, and I just couldn't ask for a better outlet for part of my creativity, because you know I get to mess with sound and doing commercials and I get
well,
to write.
So we're all, you know, so like I mean that's the thing. I mean there's so many things that take up in a day. You know we all do in a day, and you know, and we're all, that's what, you know, Scarlett was saying, that we need to be writing, and she's absolutely right. You know, okay, so Audrey, I want to talk to you for a second because I read your bio, and I want you to, you know, tell people a little bit about how you started in this and, you know, what you like about this and what, you know, you might want to tell people.
Okay, actually, my freshman year in high school, I went to my local newspaper, and they had a teen section where, you know, people my age were writing articles, reviewing CDs and movies and everything, and then they got it published once a week in the paper. So I started doing that, you know, and I'd go in after school and see what they had, talk about stories to do, and I actually did 4 articles. I did a movie review of Spider-Man when it came out. I did a story about celebrity life and based it on none other than Britney Spears. I did a review of Vanessa Carlton's first CD, Be Not Nobody. And then I was actually at a music store and saw 2 guys playing guitar and singing. So I listened for a few minutes, you know, thought they were pretty good. They had a demo CD, so I picked it up. And then decided to write a review. The review got published in the paper, so then I copied it, scanned it, and emailed it to their manager, whose email address was in the cover jacket. And then we started talking. I actually met the band, and I started doing PR for them, where basically I would go to shows and take pictures, and I'd help spread the word about shows. If they played locally, I would hang flyers around town. I think I was about the only 16-year-old that's ever been in a bar after dark without their parents. I was actually in the care of the band, so that was interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. That would be, But, you know, so you started out, so, okay. So, I mean, musicians are the same as writers. I mean, we all need PR, you know. I mean, and so what do you think people, I mean, what do you think would be, I mean, I know, I think radio shows are good, press releases, you know, Karen's talked about that. What do you think that you think that people need? Because they actually, we talked about this a little, I think that people need to, they have to pay for some of the PR. Even though they're published with a publisher, it is not up to every publisher, and I know this because it doesn't matter if it's random or whatever, because people hire PR people and they pay for it themselves. So, What do you think people should, I mean, do you think when they're writing a book, or let's say Karen says to them, you're getting published, they should start putting a little money away and try to keep it for some PR? I mean, Karen, do you think, and Audrey, don't you think this is what people need to do?
Well, if they want to be successful, because there's only so much that I can do.
Okay, right, because you have a lot of authors now.
Right.
And you're working,
I mean, and what
projects.
I do for one, I have to do for all.
Right.
Right.
But you are now, because you're doing a lot of PR for them. I mean, because you're every time that your name goes out there, you know, as far as like with the Kindle and whatever, it's for World Castle. See, that's the thing. You know, Random didn't get to be Random in 1 minute. It takes time, you know.
Yeah,
and
it does.
It does, and you have to just be patient. And I think the authors that you have are really good authors. You've picked some very good people. You have very good genres, very popular ones, and you are taking some people that are have been self-published. And, you know, even for myself, okay, I am self-published. You took my book on, and this is a wonderful thing. And this puts you a lot higher up there because you are traditionally published. Smaller publishers are very important these days. You know, I had someone on from, you know, Emma Dryden. She was from Simon & Schuster, and she said a lot of the small publishers are doing very well lately because they have a lot of people working for them that either were writers and have lost their jobs, and they're out there editing. And, I mean, there's a lot of people that are helping writers get out there. It just doesn't happen overnight, and you do need to get out there, and you also need to pay for some extra stuff. You know, so what are the extra things that you might be offering, Audrey or Joanne, that for people that they might want to, you know, do to help themselves get out there?
Oh, I have found that my trailer is just doing freaking awesome. And we have one of the most phenomenal people working with us to do trailers that you could ask for. He is literally a filmmaker. And so the really cool thing about this is that he knows what he's doing when it comes to doing this stuff. And I've gotten a lot of hits because of my trailer, so that's part of what I think is a good thing that we offer.
Right, and commercials, are you still doing the commercials?
Commercials, yes. As a matter of fact, sometime this weekend I should have all my software downloaded again on this new computer so that I can start doing my commercials again. I love doing the commercials. And it's not just because, ooh, yay, sponsorship. No, it's because I get to play around with sound. Like, you guys have no idea. I get to goof off with sound
effects. That sounds fun.
That's awesome. It's like just another creative outlet for me. And then to top it off, you know, I get to help with all the blog tours and see, you know, not just my work get out there, but all of our friends that are over at World Capital Publishing, all of their work and people that we meet who come to 4UPR. I mean, it's exciting to see all of that, you know? So, yeah,
like Scarlett, what have you done? What kind of PR do you do for yourself?
For me?
Yeah.
Oh, I do a lot of Facebook and that kind of stuff, but I actually am working on two things right now, signing at our local library. Unfortunately, I'm not from Florida, so it's kind of hard. I don't know a lot of people. I'm also working with some vendors from Walmart to try to get my book.
Yeah,
Walmart.
I know. See, this is the thing. It's so hard. I know. You know, yeah, I'm going to be
the only reason
on
I even have a shot at this is because my son's fiance is a manager.
Yeah.
And
because some people do get in. And, you know, they do get in. You know, I think they like to work with corporations and things like that, but you can't get in.
But it's hard.
Yeah, it's very hard, you know, but I think that
negotiations are just, you know, you have to, and that's why I'm working on right now getting author endorsements. Heather Graham has agreed to read Sailor Moon and endorse it if she likes it. Another author that I'm working on getting, so she's agreed already to do it for me. I need those endorsements, and I needed, you know, the award that I won, and I have to keep, this is what I do on my end, and the reason why is because they want these items. When you go to Walmart or whatever, they want to know, you know, well, who do you have endorsing your book, anybody, you know, well-known like Heather Graham would really help me, and then, you know, any little awards that you win, like the literary award I won, things like that. So that's what I'm doing because I want to try to get into Walmart. Now, the bookstores are having difficulty quite a bit, but Walmart isn't going anywhere.
Yeah, the bookstores
you know,
are. Ashley, what are you doing right now?
Well,
I mean, you're doing fabulous. I mean, you know, hey, you can't. You know, I can't even ask you. You're like the only one. Can't ask that, but I'm asking you anyway.
It's so funny because I have actually had other authors that are just now starting out email me and or send me messages on Facebook saying, well, what did you do? And I'm like, I don't know. It happens so fast.
really, my two biggest things that I use, besides the book trailer, which I did my own book trailer for Accountable to None, and I've done my own book trailer for Zero Balance, but I'm having someone else help me with it right at the moment, just to tweak it and make it, because the sequel is really dark, and I wanted the video to be dark. But I use Facebook and Twitter religiously. I have a lot of followers so far on Twitter. And the other thing that I've done, which has turned out to be a fantastic success, is I started my own blog, Ramblings of a Mad Southern Woman, and I showcase other new authors on there as well and let them do author interviews and sometimes do giveaways. That has brought traffic to my blog, which, of course, has links to my books and everything else. So I think that has helped some, but I'm kind of trying to help out the newbies that are just as, you know, fresher off the patch than what I am, because I had no help. I had no clue what I was doing.
You know what, though? Because I've been on a lot of shows with, like, Fran Lewis, and she's had some best-selling authors on there, and they – it doesn't matter who you are. They have a hard time, too. It's not, you know, and they're everybody's worried about marketing. I had Sarah Paretsky on the show, and she was talking, and she's got, like, she got so many books, and she's been doing this for years. She's had books into movies. She's a wonderful writer. And it's not, so that's one of the things I try to tell people. It never stops. Once you stop,
no, it never
doing
stops.
PR, you can't stop doing PR. That's why I think people need, I actually do think they need a press release at least once a month to get their name out there. I mean, you know, it's taken me over 2 years, so now when you look me up, you see everything I've done, but it's taking 2 years to do this. I mean, and all of you know this, and so that's why I'm trying to tell people they have to do things. They cannot sit and just wait, and they cannot keep saying somebody, you know, one of the things that, you know, I'm sure people know that I say this, and I do on the Goodreads, you know, you can't. Just because people like something, that does not mean they're buying your book. And one of the things I can't do now, and I have to stop, because I can't say I like things if I haven't read them yet. It's not. I've been doing this for too many years, so it's very difficult.
That.
So I think writers out there are putting people on the spot by saying, "Say you like my book," because it's not right, because you didn't read the book, and that's why
I totally agree with you.
And that's
totally
why
agree.
Now with the reading, with the books for free, so I think people should take advantage of that. I am. When I just put them in on my iPad, because and then I can read them whenever I can read them. But this is the best time people can get books and at least see all these authors. And they're getting it for free. You can read it on your computer. You can read it anywhere, you know, on an iPhone. So I think that's good for people to do. And I think that that's one of the things that will help people, by people reading their books, not just by liking.
Well, and the other thing that I've done, I have done is when I have met other authors that are struggling just like I am, we have agreed to swap reading each other's book. I did this in the very beginning and write honest reviews about, you know, I was very particular about it. I was like, I will not take your book for free. I will download it and pay for it just like a regular consumer because I want to be able to give you an honest review for something that I paid for. And I think that, you know, offering to do that with other people and is a great marketing tool because, first of all, you get an honest review because you're not getting it for free. And secondly, you've made a new friend that is also going to help because they're going to promote your book just like you promote theirs. So, you know, it's I pat your back, you pat mine, which is a wonderful thing. When you are a self-published indie author, you need all the support that you can get. And when you help someone else out, I have been overwhelmed with the kindness of complete and total strangers that have read my book and have promoted it. It just shocked me.
Well, I mean, no, but you know what, though? But the truth is, everybody that's on this show does write well because Karen wouldn't have taken them. I mean, you know, because Karen, you know, you want to talk a little bit about the thing. You're not just taking everybody under the sun. You are very specific in what you want.
Well, I mean, I take review most genres, but you're right. I don't just take everybody. I mean, I can't.
No. No, you cannot.
I have to believe in the book, you know, or I won't take it.
Right.
I've gotten very good at saying the word no.
But I do say the word yes a lot too.
Yeah, right. And you know, and it's, you know, look it. I mean, you know, and I think this is for everybody out there that is, you know, not with just World Castle, with anybody or without their writing. You know, it really is. It's, there's no, like, everything that we say, and no matter how many shows I do, it's, there's no science to this. We all try different things, and sometimes they fail. But it's not really failing. I look at it like it's some, like a learning experience. But I do think that you need all of these to get yourself, you're a better writer. I look at my things that I did in the past, and I go, no, they weren't that good. You know, they were okay, but they needed more. What they needed was more experience from me as a writer. And I think even when people write press releases, when they do blogs, that's writing. Any form
right.
of writing is writing, and, you know, and at least you will get better. The wording will come easier. It just gets better, you know. And the other thing is they all need to be edited. And I was talking to somebody today, and we were talking about this. Even if you're sending it to a publisher, I think what people think when they send to a publisher, it doesn't have to be edited, but it does. It does.
Yeah.
Somewhat. You're going to have mistakes, but, I mean, it's got to be somewhat in good form. Wouldn't you agree, Karen, on that? You know, that's something.
Oh, it was for me, because I put my book up straight from what I wrote in college, and I did not have it edited because I did not have the funds at that point to have
right.
it done. And I did take some hard hits from people about that because, first of all, I did not have it formatted correctly for Kindle. And so, and there were some mistakes in there, and I tend to ramble. And so,
they're buying your book and they're liking it. See,
yes.
So it's not, you know, it doesn't have to be perfect. See, that's the thing about Smashwords and Kindle. I mean, the people are a little more, you know, everybody's getting used to it, and I think people need to get used to it a little more. Even with publishers, it just happens. You know, and that the formatting, sometimes it gets different and sometimes the word gets off. It's not really meant to be sometimes that it just happens.
No,
you know,
and for me, I was very fortunate since I did have World Castle do the editing and resend it out. I have had nothing but 5-star reviews since then. So I've been fortunate.
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, this is, you know, a good example of everybody here does a little different writing and we do different work. But the thing is, the bottom line is we are out there for other authors to help them too. I mean, you know, I mean, if people have questions, you know, Virginia and I actually, Virginia from World of Ink, both of us are on a show. We're doing a show every other Friday afternoon. We're trying to tell people what they need for marketing and what they can do because we've seen such horror stories. People are going places and they're not getting the work that they were promised. And some are very expensive. I mean, some people have come to me spending $7,000, and I'm so upset for them, and they don't need to, because I think, all right, now, Audrey and Joanne, your prices are going to be in a good range for people, right?
No, we're charging $20,000 and
$40,000
and
$78,000.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, that's it. I'm done.
Well, if Ashley will be able to afford it. She'll be able to pay it because she can afford it. So all these people are coming. You know,
the idea behind the company is to help up-and-coming writers, you know, because, believe me, there are tons of us out there. And we wanted to make it to where it was affordable and that it made sense.
Right.
So, like, I get questions all the time when it comes to PR and marketing. Like, one of the questions that I get is, when should I start building PR? And I'm like now.
Right.
You haven't even written a word of your book. Start it now.
I can't wait until my trailer's done because I'm like, okay, we got to hurry up and get the trailer going before the book's actually ready because we got to generate that interest, you know. So
yeah, exactly.
And the thing is, though,
like,
the truth is, though, I think most people really
start generating interest as soon as possible.
Right.
But the really cool thing, though, is that, you know, like, for example, for my own work, for I Am Wolf, because it's going to be on the returnable list, which, by the way, is really important. So
yeah, my book is that way too, right, on the returnable list. Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
I'm
starting to put together a mini book tour for myself, going to Hastings over in Hays and going over to Salina where there's a Barnes & Noble or a brick and mortar or something like that. Anyways, I don't know, but I'm starting to put a list together of different places that I can call and schedule, and am doing it around my area so that I'm not sitting there trying to come up with gas money to go 500 miles, I don't know,
right.
north.
Right.
And just building it that way and kind of going in a swirl. So, like, if you have your book on a returnable list, we can go ahead and set you up a book tour. Now, I hate to tell you guys, but those are not cheap. But we can go ahead and work with you to where you can get it set up. Now, those are really, really important. And we also like to try and show writers, like, what it is that they need to do. In other words, like with World Castle Publishing, Audrey and I are working with all the writers over there. So you guys, take advantage of the services that are being offered, you know. People don't realize.
I see, because, you know, one of the things is, though, I see, okay, you have to do a blog, and I'm thinking, like, oh, I'll just be writing a chapter of a book that's going to write blog questions. But actually, you know, it works for a lot of people. And one of the things is people are, they think that the blog tours are not working because there's not comments. A lot of people don't leave comments anymore because they don't want to get on the mailing list. And so people are looking at your work. It's just that they don't leave a comment because they don't want to be on a mailing list where it says, do you want to be on the mailing list? Because they don't want more email. Probably the last thing in the world anybody needs is more email. So, you know,
yeah,
I think that's...
Yeah, someone just told me that, actually.
Yeah,
you know,
someone
told me that the other day. Because
it really
writing
started
opinion.
Out, I think people wanted comments, and it really was a nice thing. And sometimes I try to do that where I'll just say, you know, it's a good, you know, it's a good blog tour, which I think is just to leave a message to know that somebody has looked at it makes the other people feel they're not doing it for nothing. You know, they don't. You know, sometimes people feel they need to see the results, but the results are long range. It's not one thing. It's keep doing it, you know, and I think the book tours are good for people if they're in the right genre, and I think that everybody's now, because there's so many book tours, I think people are really trying to do that, you know, and I think that that's a good thing, you know, that you get in the right blog.
Getting into the right blog is really important. Like, if you take a nonfiction book and you put it on a paranormal romance site, really?
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Seriously, that's just not going to work. But if you take a historical romance and you go to, I don't know, Coffee Time Press or whatever, and you say, hey, can you review this? And they say yes, and, you know, then that's a good fit because that's what that place is about. So when you're doing a blog tour, even if you're going to put one together yourself, when you're putting one together, make sure you research what it is that they like to read and what they like to write about. You know, a lot of them will say, oh, we don't care, any genre. Forget about it.
No,
go through the post yourself. And if you see out of, like, 200 posts that, you know, it's romance and it's YA romance and paranormal romance and yada, yada, and your book is a political thriller, then that's probably not the right site for you because they're going to be bored out of their minds because that's not what they normally like to read.
Right.
So that's one of the little tips that you can actually do for yourself. And I hate to sit there and say, oh, yeah, you know, you can do that yourself, but it's the truth. But we also offer those services as well, which means that we do the research and we do the contacting and things like that. And a lot of times it looks really good when you have a PR company contacting, especially the bigger blogs, because then they're like, ooh, a PR company, yay. And believe it or not, the term PR company in an email literally makes people sit up and take a little bit of notice.
Yeah.
So that's another really good reason to go with a PR company, at, like, for you PR. So,
no, and Karen, you want, and Karen, you're for World Castle. I know that you want your people to do this, and so you're, you know, helping them along with it. So that's a really nice thing to do.
Right.
For PR.
Okay.
I mean, is there anything you'd like to suggest for people to do, or maybe they can think about when they're wanting to send to a publisher, you know, some of the, just a couple little things that might help them?
And wanting to send to a publisher?
Yeah, yeah.
Just make sure that their work is polished, please.
I know.
Not perfect, but polished. Okay, not perfect, but polished. Audrey, is there anything that you'd want to add and what you might want people to know about what they might want to do for PR?
One thing I definitely think is really important for everybody, whether you're sending to a publisher or, you know, you're just trying to do PR and marketing for yourself, is you want to make sure that you know who your target audience is and how to captivate them, how to get their attention. Because if you do something that everybody else is doing, you're not going to get noticed as much as you would if you come up with that creative, eye-catching, you know, new way to get your name or your book out there.
And right, and also, you know, and you know, like some, like a reviewer, like, you know, Fran Lewis also has a book with World Castle now, and, you know, she is, you know, oh my God, she reads so fast, I can't, she'll, you know, and she reads, like, she read 500 books last year, but she reads them so fast, but she does a really good book review, you know, and she gives a thorough.
I read her book reviews, I'm actually
her book reviews are thorough. Yeah, yeah, because, you know, the truth is because her book reviews, really, you can use as a synopsis, you know, and I've done it even for my screenplays, you know, and she doesn't charge for this, you know, and Amazon has a problem with thinking people charge, and there are a lot of people that do not charge, and Fran is one of them. And she has a huge following because she gives a very good, honest review, and she actually, a lot of writers say, they say, you really get what we do, and she does, and, you know, she absolutely gets it, and sometimes when someone's written a book, they don't know exactly where to go out, and when they have to say a synopsis, when they have to say what it's about, she does encapsulate it for you, so sometimes, you know, it'll be a shorter sentence that you can use to make, you know, when someone asks you a question, they want it, like I do this with screenplays, you know, they want one line, and so sometimes that's all they want to hear, and it is really hard to do. That's like the hardest thing to do.
And let me tell you, if you can sit there and get your hook down in your synopsis, like that actually can be used on everything.
But
sometimes it can take as long to write that as it did to write the book.
I actually wrote a blog post about a really cool tip that I accidentally came across, started to use for a synopsis. And it was complete accident. I went through each one of my chapters after I wrote my book, and I wrote a quick little poetry line about what the book was about. And
isn't that what Jack Remick said to do? Isn't that what he said to do, Jack Remick?
No, this was mine, and he loved it.
Repeat that again. Could you repeat that? Because I wanted to do that. What was it?
Yeah.
Each chapter,
get what it's about, you write a poetic line, one poetic type of line, on what that chapter is about. And when you're done, like, you're going to have, like, I don't know, 26 to 72, whatever lines.
Uh-huh.
And then you just go in and you kind of fill in between the lines real quick, and your synopsis is done.
Yeah.
Because
that's real, I mean, everybody hates
parts.
That.
Ugh. Yeah, you've gotten all the important parts. You're showing your style. You haven't skipped anything. And when you're finished, it's one page. It's not 12 pages long. I had so many chapters in a book that I wrote that I was trying to figure out how in the world I was going to write a synopsis because I had so many different things going on, and I was like, okay, fine. So I went and I wrote one line for each chapter. What is this about? And it was one line. And when I finished with it, I was like, wow, okay. And then I just filled in the blanks, and the synopsis was done. And
that is the hardest part. I really do.
Especially in screenwriting, it's
the killer. And screenwriting is, you know, they want that one line to they say jump off the page. Okay, so if it doesn't jump off the page.
Yeah, the hook line. Agents only want three lines.
Yeah,
you know, it took me three lines. I had to get 200 words into three lines.
It took me longer
to write in the freaking book.
Everybody.
But I do that chapter by chapter thing though. That's how I do my synopsis too.
You can reduce that down because you know that it's got to be a page, maybe two top long.
Yeah.
You know, and if you sit there with any more than that, then
I think the way it goes now is if it's more, it's got to be a page now because you know what people are used to tweeting and you know they. they really can't. They one page is more than enough for a lot of people. They just can't.
Right.
That's how the life has become, where it's just fast. If you don't say
Twitter,
it fast
Twitter, excuse me, Twitter actually helps you to write.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh,
because
yeah.
You only get 140 characters.
I know.
And I couldn't get that for the longest time. So
I know.
I can't get it. I just it won't work. And then when my agent said, you've got to get it down, I'm like, okay, I can get it down to 6 sentences. And then I got it down to 3. It took a long time.
When you learn how to write a screenplay, see, that is what happens. You do edit yourself, because that really helped me a lot when I did screenplays. Because I did books first, but screenplays has helped me, because you have to really get it, you know, it has to be good, crisp dialogue. It can't go on, you know, and it can't be more than, you know, it's like 90 to 110 pages now, and they prefer it to be like 100, because every page is a minute. So, you know, and that's costs a lot of money. Each minute is a lot of money. So you try to get it the best, and that's really good experience for people to learn how to edit, you know. Because it is, that's the hardest part, I think, to edit our words out and not make our sentences go, you know, keep going, like we do on the show, like I do on the show, keep talking. but that's different. My writing has to be better, you know, and I think it works that way. And Karen would say, I'm sure that's what you end up, you know, we all have problems with commas, and true, Karen, I think this is probably a thing for most people. It's not easy. For people, I think that, so don't get, you know, upset out there if you're not coming out with a masterpiece the first time, because you have to go back and do it, and you have to, then you realize what you, you know, what you've done twice or three times, but it, just let it come out, and then once you get to the ending, you can go back.
No, yeah, and that's another thing, too. I mean, hello, you haven't turned this out to the world yet. So you can go back and fix it, like, you know.
Right.
And
now
there's a couple of very cool places, too, for query letters. All right. If you guys don't mind, like, if you can laugh at yourself very easily, go over to theevileditor.blogspot.com.
What's it called?
And I did this, and I thought it was hilarious. But through this process, like, it was totally cool.
What's it called again? Repeat it.
The Evil Editor.
Oh, Evil Editor. Oh, my God.
Was it the one with the bad query letters in it?
It is hilarious.
Yeah.
As long as you can laugh at yourself by the end of it,
mm-hmm.
you are going to not only have, like, a totally cool, polished query letter,
It looks like a Halloween special or something like that. Special. Go to the Evil Editor. Oh,
yeah, he's cool,
editor.
Though. He really is.
All right. Okay. This is a good thing. What was the other one? Do you have another one?
The other one, I think it's called Phoenix Inspired Editor.
Okay.
And she's like, if you're not able to,
mm-hmm.
to like laugh at yourself and you can't joke with yourself.
Well, I think if you can't laugh at yourself, you can't write. You can't.
Yeah, right.
Not write.
Otherwise, she's a lot nicer. She's a lot nicer. But, you know, if you're able to laugh at yourself, I recommend the Evil Editor. Ashley, yes. I'm sorry I can't type in the chat room, but, yes, we can help you with all of that. So,
yay. Thank you.
Well, I think this is a good thing. I think that it's good, you know, that everybody's hearing what you can do for them, and it is affordable, because it's very difficult out there for people right now. And, you know, that's why they need to have smaller programs that they can afford, because they all need it. I mean, there's nobody that doesn't need it. Karen said that before. Karen, am I right?
Right.
They all need it.
Yeah, everybody needs it.
Yeah. And you just have to do it. And, you know,
because you can only tax your friends and family for so long.
That is so true. Oh, my God.
That's what they need. They need this, and they need to do it. And I think, you know, and people have seen what Ashley's done. I mean, this is a good example of what can happen, and this is how things have changed now. And over the years that I've done this, I think people should realize this is the best time ever. People have such a chance now that they never, ever had. I had hundreds of clients, and they really didn't get as far as they should have, because they stopped. They were so tired of rejection letters, so tired of not getting anything out. And, you know, a person can put their own book on Smashwords, which is possible, we're seeing this, and make money. But not only that, get an audience. So that's a good thing. You can see if there's an audience. And then once you have that audience, you are so much more, you know, a publisher is bound to look at you now where they wouldn't look at you before. You're a proven commodity.
Well, you know what else? Two agents are becoming the same way, Marcia.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, they want to see what you've done before they...
Right.
What?
And they're not, it's not, listen, I am an agent. It's not easy. And they're, you know, honestly, agents are, unfortunately, like with me, at least I'm a writer. I understand what everybody's going through. But I don't really think
right.
a lot of agents understand how hard this is. I know how hard this is. And, you know, and somebody, they just might need some help. And they need encouragement. And that's a good thing. You know, and that's why,
yeah.
you know, in being encouraged and keep writing and just, you, I think people do get better. I mean, if they keep writing, but you can't give up. It's really bad to give up because you don't know if you would have made
well,
it. You know,
well,
and we're
thing
all
is,
here
is,
examples
you
of that.
You never can give up. I mean,
no,
you know,
right.
I didn't give
I
up
don't.
After 2 years of rejection letters, 2 years of it.
Yeah.
Once
well,
in a
Karen,
while I'd cry.
Karen, you know that too. Karen, you had that yourself.
Yeah.
That's, yeah. And that's why she's a very understanding publisher.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you know, the rejection letters, I'm lucky. I heard horror stories from people that the rejection letters were so horrible when they, what
no,
they
I didn't
wrote
get,
to them.
I didn't get horrible ones, but, you know.
But I
Karen,
never, I, honestly, they were nice. They were very nice to me. I didn't get anything really like, oh,
yeah,
my God,
I,
or anything yeah, like
no,
that.
Yeah, no, a lot of them don't read it. Karen, do you have anything? I know because you also, you know, had rejection letters.
Well, I mean...
Right.
You know,
I
sent out my share of query letters when I first got in. So, I mean, I know what it's like. I was fortunate enough to get an agent, but, and then I've had a couple publishers myself. And when I decided to start my own publishing company, I didn't take my own books right away. They were still with another publisher, but
right.
I just decided to take them back because they just weren't going where I wanted them to go.
Right. And so, and you are helping people get where they need to go. You look at everybody isn't going to get there at the same time, but if they continue to write and they continue to, you know, pay attention to different shows and listen to what people do, I think that they have a shot. So I think that people, you know, and they can always, you know, there's always a chance that you can get published by a traditional publisher. I mean, don't think it's over because it's not. It really isn't over for people. So I think that that's, you know, does anybody else would like to... Go ahead.
But nowadays, you know, at this point for me personally, I don't want that. I have been absolutely blessed to have Karen in my life and to be honest and to be right
Thank
there
you.
Listening to what yeah. I need. And I would not, if right at this minute, if a traditional quote-unquote publisher came to me and said, hey, we want you to come with, I wouldn't go.
But Karen is a smaller traditional. She is traditional though. She's a smaller traditional, which is what's happening now, and that's really what's going to help.
Yeah, there's way more
people.
Independence. Yeah, but independence is definitely.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, she is definitely not a self-published person. No, she is not. She is taking the responsibility herself of making this company grow, and I think she's really working hard at this, and this is hard. You know, and she's also writing, too, which is a good thing because she's right in there with us. I mean, and I think that that's a good thing. I mean, even as an agent, when I can tell people because I understand what they're going through, you know, and I think that with everybody helping, you know, and with all these shows and all, like I keep saying, you know, these are things that will help people because there's always new writers that are afraid. And maybe after listening to maybe one of my shows, they'll go, you know, maybe I'm going to write, you know, and I think they should try it. You know, and I think it's there for everybody now. It's a very opportune time. So I think they should, you know, start writing or fix, you know, taking some of their things that are in the drawers and getting it out there. They'll be surprised.
Well, yeah,
they may do very well.
Yeah. I mean, I had so much stuff in the drawers for years,
yeah.
and then I just started pulling stuff out. But, you get discouraged on and off with the rejections
I will say, I started reading your book. You are a very good writer.
My book?
Honestly, yes, I did. You know, and and honestly, everybody that's on here, I've looked at all their books. I got them and I'm going to start to read a lot of them because I look through them because I want to see how everybody's writing is. And Karen has some very, very good writers. I mean, there's no doubt about it. They're different. The genres are incredibly different and very unique. And she's picking out very good people. So I think that that's the bottom line, is picking out very good people and people that will go to bat for her also because we all want her to succeed because it making World Castle helps all of us, you know, because
oh, yeah,
it's
yeah.
very hard to be a traditional
yeah.
publisher. And she's out there. And so that's a very good thing. She took a risk, and I think she's got some really good authors. And I want to thank everybody for being on tonight. And, Audrey, did you want to say anything else about this? Because I know you don't have a book, but is there anything else you want to say about the PR?
Well, one thing I do want to say is because I was looking at doing a book of my poetry because I write poetry, and I had seen an ad on Facebook for this one company, so, you know, I contacted them, and they kind of, like, wanted to pressure me into signing with them right now, and it was a self-publishing
yeah.
company, you know, but I think don't be afraid to, you know, say no. Say this
right.
is going too fast for me,
right?
And take the time to research the company
mm-hmm.
before you agree and sign anything. And
that
should
right.
be with, you know, anything
yes.
in your life that you're going to sign a contract for.
Right. I have said that many times because it's true, though.
You
have to, you know, try to look and see what their credentials are, what they've done. You know, that's why, you know, I mean, that's why I was asking you to say what you just didn't just pop out of nowhere. You know, you've done this for a while. So I think people need to know what, you know, they don't know who you were, you know, Audrey is, and because she doesn't have a book out, but she has done a lot of things, and she started at a very young age. So I think that this is important that people realize that people have experience. You know, you may not know them. It doesn't mean they don't have experience. They've done this, you know. And so I think that that's one of the things. Just check out. I am always saying this. And people ask me questions. I go, I'm not a lawyer. Even though my contract, I said, get a lawyer because I check out
you
everything.
You should have a lawyer look at your contract.
You have
Gary,
to check
being an ex-legal
out.
Assistant, I'm telling you, I had my own lawyer look at it before I signed anything because before Karen, I had three other contracts.
Right, and you have to just
and they were And they weren't good.
You have to take responsibility for your work and make sure that you get it to the right person. And if it's not
well,
the right person.
I think a lot
person,
of people get, you know, so excited. They just get so excited and
right.
they're like, oh, my God, they want it. And they sign it and they send it in and then they're very sorry. It happened to me with Wisdom of Evil.
You know,
and I got
out.
And the
self-publishers, a lot of them charge way too much money. My books are done with Fidelity Publishing. And Robin Surface, who is the owner, I mean, she has taught me so much. And as a matter of fact, I mean, she's taught me, like, a lot of things that I needed to know that were I paid her to publish my book, but not she wasn't a fortune. But what she's taught me is incredible over the last couple of years. I mean, she said to me, you know, go on a radio show. I go, I don't think I want to go on a radio show. She goes, you have to get on a radio. I said, I do not want to go. And, you know, and so then somebody asked me, which I said before, you know, and I went, and I went, like, oh, I was so nervous, and I did another one. And then Red River, April Robin said, you want to do a show? I went, okay. And so I did it, and then I started loving it. And I was really afraid to go on the radio or on a TV thing. And so I think that, people hear me, but I was afraid, you know, and I just was editing out. I had to read six, I had to read six pages out of my book, and before I got I'm editing everything, I'm going like, oh, I better take this out, and the book was already done, but I'm editing it out because I'm thinking, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this on the air, I shouldn't talk about this, and then I met Virginia, and I were both on shows together because she was coming out of retirement to help me on my show, and then now we do the World of Ink, and you know, it's been a lot of fun, and I would never have met everybody like I'm talking to all of you now. I don't think I would have met you. And so I think that's one of the good things about the Internet is that we've all met each other and that we can help each other out. And I really do think there are a lot of people in Karen's group that are very helpful to each other. And I think that, you know, Mary Ting is out there. A lot of people have been on the show, and I will have a lot of other people on the show, too. You know, I just thought this was enough at one time, which, you know. But I think that, you know, I think it's important that people go on shows. So, you know, contact me if you want to come on a show, you know, and I'll be happy to, you know, arrange something. And, you know, if you don't mind being with a few other people, because I don't want to put anybody on the spot that maybe they should have their own interview, and they might feel nervous. So you can come on with a few guests. And then, as you know, as we all know, Kathy Barton's been on my show, and she was afraid to come on. I said, come on, you have to do this. And so now we know she can come on shows very easily. You know?
Oh, my God, the first time I was on your show, I didn't.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe.
Yeah, you know, I am lucky that Karen came on tonight. I know she loves this so much. Karen, I'm thanking you a lot for coming on because I really wanted you to come on again. But, you know, you don't have to do it for a while again, okay? It's, you know, it's not, everybody doesn't love it. You know, it's not for everybody, but it's important. And Karen will agree on that. For her writers, I think that would be good for them, some of them to be out there. Would you agree on that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's good to get, you know, to get people hear you.
Yeah.
They like
yeah.
to get to know the authors.
Right, and they know you're real, you know, because on the internet you're not sure sometimes, and some people, who knows who they are. We don't know anything, you know. You don't know sometimes, you know, it could be, if you don't ever talk to them, you might not know anything about them, you know, and it may not, it, you know, you can say anything on the internet. That's one of the problems. So, but the good thing is when you meet a lot of people, like I've met tons of people that are great. So I think this is a great thing for people. So if there's writers out there that have any problems and they want help, they can always ask people. I mean, there are a lot of people out there helping now.
Yeah.
So I think
yeah,
it's a good time
are.
For everybody. And Ashley, thank you so
yes.
much. I want to thank everybody for being on. And, you know, anybody, I, you know, anybody that, actually, you can go to worldcastlepublishing.com, and there's a lot of authors on there, including all of us. And I'm Marcia Cook, and Ashley's on here. Everybody want to give their website one last time. Ashley, go ahead.
It's www.ashleyfontainewith2n's.com.
Okay. Joanne?
It's theeclecticartistcave.com, and you can contact me also at 4upr.com.
Audrey?
4upr.com, and you can also look us up on Facebook.
Okay. And Scarlett?
www.scarlettblack.webs.com.
Karen?
www.worldcastlepublishing.com.
Okay, did I forget anybody? Me, okay, www.michiganavenuemedia.com. My books are there, you know. And, you know, I am going to start to go out also because, you know, I'm going to try to get with Barnes & Noble. And, you know, I mean, and with this is, there's a lot of things out there now. I mean, there really are. And, you know, and the girls that were on tonight, we're talking about things also. And, you know, they are going to do PR for, you know, people that, you know, it's just very expensive. So I think they will do some programs for people that they can afford. But we all have to do some other things. We just, you know, you have to keep getting out there. As much as we don't like it, I don't think any of us love this. We all want to write, but this is really important. But like Scarlett said, it is like writer's block, so we don't want to do it too much. It does become, it does. I think you're right. I've said that many times. Okay. And thank you all for listening and in the chat room. I see that there were people there. Now I can look. Cause I can't. I just want to take one more second.
Ms. Marcia, and just to thank World Castle and Karen specifically for taking on an unknown and being willing to be there and do what's needed to take it to the next level. And it has been an absolutely incredible time in the last 8 months of my life, and I owe it all to World Castle. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Great, right. And, you know, and look at, you know, and we all, look at, and you're helping people by telling people this, and now we're all in the Kindle programs, and it's really good. I mean, this is really how the world should be. It would be really nice if everything were like this. Everybody would be helping each other. We wouldn't have as many problems.
Can I say something quick?
Yeah.
Just about the Kindle program. I don't know if all of you are getting it, but I've been getting, like, mail, too, from them suggesting books.
Mm-hmm.
And there are books.
Yes, me too. Mm-hmm.
That's right. It's great. They're coming from the marketing that whatever they bought or or whoever. So they're suggesting, like, this morning I got Soulless Light from Joanne's book in my email. And I got a couple more. I can't remember which ones they were.
They may have just started to do that now, too. Because, you know, look, at as their program goes on, they're finding out different things that they need to do also.
Best thing to this is it's hooking your book in with all the books that were here.
Well, you know what it is? Everybody is now on even ground. It's like there's not a...
Right.
We're all together now. It's not that one person is a best-selling author. Everybody is together. So I think that's a good thing for everybody. And I think that we'll all do well if we just have patience and keep writing. And I think it's going to be good for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's just you have to be patient. It's one of those businesses that crawls. Doesn't run, it crawls.
Right.
So
we've got
a trickle down kind of situation, definitely.
Oh, is there anybody else who want to say anything before we sign off tonight? Because probably, well, it's 9:30, it's probably later for some people. You know,
I would like to
almost everybody's up all night anyway. ahead.
I would like to, please, Marcia. This is Joanne. I just wanted to remind everyone that I Am Wolf is free for download starting at midnight tonight until midnight tomorrow night. So spread the word, guys, please.
No, see, that, you're right. This is a good thing, you know, right. And, you know, I'm sure everybody will be on the internet all night. Everybody is up there. Karen's not, though. I don't think Karen's not. Cause you don't want to be crazy. It's too much, though. I try, you know, and I go like, okay, don't go on. But if you go on even for a minute, it's no minutes. It's going to be an
hour. No, it's 2 hours later that you're going, oh, my God, I've been on here 2 hours.
Yeah, I know.
I just quickly, if I could, say to Karen that I think the world of you, and I everything I ask you to do, you've done, and nobody else works with authors the way that you do.
Yeah, I
do.
No, I can, yeah. Karen rocks. Like, there is,
I mean, I hope you're not blushing, Karen, but...
Well, thanks, everybody.
So does this, all right, now that we're all saying this, so Karen, does that mean that you're going to take every single thing we do now?
Of course she is.
She's like,
right.
Somebody
got
all
my book.
Really?
Right. All right. Good night, everybody, and thank you all for listening. And we had a good time, and that was good, and hopefully we'll have sales. Take care. If not sales, we'll have people that like our books. All right, take care.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Good night.
Thank you, Marcia.
Oh, you're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. Are we off now?
I think so.